On the surface, it doesn't seem to be anything very special. Two people visiting with one another. Mary goes to see Elizabeth. But looking deeper, there is a relationship there that's important for us to understand and imitate. For what we experience is that Mary loves Elizabeth. She goes on this 10-mile journey to see her, walking. Elizabeth loves Mary. Blessed are you among women. They each love their babies. We see in this transaction the next step. It begins with the angel visiting Mary and saying she's going to conceive and bear a son. And now these two women carry that relationship deeper. What do you suppose they talked about? The relatives that weren't there? Suppose they gossiped a little bit? Do you think they talked about politics? The Romans who were keeping them captive? It's hard to imagine that, isn't it? We imagine their conversation would be on a higher level. And I think it was. And I think it teaches us a lesson that when we put all these other things first, we can't find God. They found God in each other. They found God present among them. They found God within them. Because they avoided all the things that are a source of division. We're going to have family gatherings and getting together with friends. Do you suppose it would be helpful if we avoided all those topics that cause difficulty and stress, telling people what to do, how they're making mistakes, how they should be like we are? Do you think that really helps anybody? Don't we start to stay away from encounters, gatherings, because we don't want that as a part of our Christmas celebration? Mary and Elizabeth demonstrate for us in a very concrete way that God is found in the little moments of our day, the everydayness of God's presence. Easy to overlook. See, we want God to be powerful and to intercede and to complete our Christmas list and give us everything we want. And it's not going to happen. God waits to be discovered in the encounter that we have with each other. That's why we come to Mass. To be able to look around and say, God is here. He's in each one of us. And if we put down all those things that we keep on the surface that divide us and separate us, we can see the glory of God. As we move toward Christmas, we are invited to understand that God's presence is demonstrated by our love. See, we wait to be loved. We all think how nice it would be if people just treated me the way I deserve to be treated, if they loved me. But that's not what Mary and Elizabeth do. Mary loves Elizabeth. Elizabeth loves Mary. They both love their babies. You find God when you love, not when you're loved. So we spend so much time exhausting ourselves, trying to find people who will love us enough, and we never do. No one ever lives up to our expectations. And it's because they're all wrong. One writer said, you climb the ladder every day, and you get to the top of the ladder, and you find out it's leaning against the wrong wall. You got to go back down and unload all the stuff that's been in your life that has complicated it. and put the ladder against the right wall. And the right wall is, how do I become the most loving person that God has created me to be? Not how do I get love? How do I give enough presents that people will say I love you? Doesn't work. No, to become loving, that's what Mary demonstrates, walking a 10-mile journey to be able to say she loved Elizabeth. Elizabeth, overwhelmed by this kindness, loves Mary immensely, sees her as a woman touched by God because of the love Mary demonstrates. And if you and I learn to love in that way, then people will be experiencing the glory of God in our love, not in demanding it and taking it, but in giving it. And it's not in presence, it's in kindness. It's in acceptance. It's in believing the glory of God is in every human being, every single human being. My brothers and sisters, as we move closer to Christmas, this story invites us to understand in a more complete way that when we truly learn to love others, God will be present. And his presence will magnify all that happens, will bring about all the good that's possible. So our journey during this coming week is to be who God made us to be. Not this cheap imitation that gets mad at the drop of a hat, that has all these topics and opinions and points of view that we think are so necessary. To let go of those and to experience the presence of God with another person without anything in the way. See, you don't find God if you agree on the same opinions. You find God if you both get rid of your opinions. Mary and Elizabeth no doubt had a great discussion, a great time together, because God was present and led them to be able to love each other as God leads us to be able to love each other.